Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In late May 2010, I worked at a coin show in Texas. The radio and television stations and online services were so saturated with political commercials, mostly negative, for the upcoming primary elections there, that it turned off voters. I expect that the year 2024 will see a repeat of saturated negative political advertising nationwide. You are not going to want to tune in to television or radio or log online to social media. Unfortunately, only the residents of Nevada have the option on ballots to vote for none of the above. In late December, it was announced that the index of leading indicators had declined for the 20th consecutive month. This is a major signal of the U.S. going into or being in a recession. The last time this index was this bad was during the Great Recession. As I have said before, despite what President Biden, Treasury Secretary Yellen, and Fed Chair Powell pretend, America has already been in a recession for more than a year. If you look at the broad definition of unemployment, for example, using the methodology of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics 30 years ago, national unemployment is still above 20%. That's down from the pandemic peak, but still at the highest levels in more than 85 years. Politicians are feeding you unemployment misinformation and won't reveal this data. Check with economist John Williams at shadowstats.com for the real numbers. Similarly, there are many American banks holding massive debts owed for commercial real estate or construction projects equaling multiple times their capital reserves. These debts have higher than average default rates and hundreds of billions of dollars of principal payments due before year end. Don't be surprised if there are more bank failures. Default rates on vehicle loans and credit card debts are also rising and back above pre-pandemic levels. The further decline in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar this year will almost certainly lead to much greater record-high gold prices and the highest silver prices in at least 13 years. Are your personal finances protected from the volatility I expect to see this year? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.